pages 14 and 15, continuing finding land. Mian Valley. Some areas of land are being promoted for development within the Mian Valley. This is an extensive area of highly valued landscape in the borough, which benefits from a number of environmental protections. The merits of this landscape have been recognised by recent appeal decisions at Old Street in Hill Head and land east of Posbrook Lane in Titchfield. These decisions endorsed the Council's view that the Mian Valley is an important landscape and that the proposed new housing would have had a negative impact. Should the Council continue to protect this area from development? For a long time, the Council has been aware of the role of the open land in the Mian Valley in separating the communities of Fareham and the Western Wards. This area is designated as a strategic gap. Going forward, the Council could also consider designating this area as a highly valued landscape. The Council will also be working with PUSH to consider the potential for green belt land across local authority areas, and there could be scope for this area to become part of a South Hampshire green belt. Land south of Locks Heath. Most of the land to the south of Locks Heath is not being promoted for development. This area has few urbanising features, such as roads or buildings, and is largely in agricultural use. Additionally, the undeveloped landscape along the coast is highly valued by residents and visitors. Would you support limited small-scale development in this area? With this mainly rural landscape and isolated location, it would be difficult to support large-scale development here, although some limited small-scale development may be appropriate adjacent to the existing urban areas. Land around Wellbourne Garden Village. With the exception of land close to Junction 11 being promoted for commercial use, the Council has not received details of any land being promoted in this area, all of which is in private ownership. Additionally, this area is considered to be a valued landscape with limited scope to accommodate large-scale development. Land around Swanwick Station. The Council has already proposed to allocate land for housing development at Beacon Bottom, but significant areas of land are also being promoted both north and south of the motorway within reasonable proximity to Swanwick Station. This area could be suitable for development either on a small scale or more significant development close to the railway station. Would you support small-scale development or larger scale if close to the railway station? Land around Burridge. To date, the Council has not considered proposing large-scale development here because of the relatively limited access to services. This has been supported by a recent appeal decision at Sopwith Way. However, significant areas of land are being promoted in and around Burridge. This area could be suitable for limited small-scale development close to the existing built-up area in Burridge. Would you support limited small-scale development in this area? Land to the west of the Western Wards. The Council already proposed to allocate land for housing development north and south of Greenaway Lane in the 2017 consultation, and many of these sites have received a resolution to grant planning permission from the Council. Other smaller areas have been promoted to the Council, and where these lie adjacent to the settlement, these could be considered good growth opportunities. However, beyond the built-up area, there is an important stretch of undeveloped rural landscape alongside the Hamble River. Given the valued landscape along the Hamble, it would be difficult to support large-scale development here. But again, limited small-scale development may be appropriate close to the existing urban area. Would you support limited small-scale development in this area?